Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with show producer Wells Guthrie, who's playing some classic REM. Hoping everybody out there is having a fabulous, fabulous Friday. And we wish you and your loved ones a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Right now, Chattanooga Trailer and Rental has more truck beds than ever. They're one of the largest truck bed and trailer dealers in the entire Southeast. Utility and lowboy trailers, both new and used, in great condition for great prices. SureTrack, Northstar, Eager Beaver, Jet, Load Trail, and many more. And they specialize in service, parts, and preventative maintenance after the sale. Since 1974, Chattanooga Trailer and Rental has been taking care of their customers like family. For more information, see ChattanoogaTrailer.com. Well, it is a pleasure to welcome in for the first time to Press Row, Tyler Horka, who does a great job covering Mississippi State for the Jackson Clarion Ledger. Tyler making his way. Tyler, are you in Chattanooga yet?
I just made it through Chattanooga, actually. I'm in Cleveland, Tennessee. So what is that, about an hour away from Knoxville? Is that right?
Yeah, if you hoof it, you can do that in an hour. And so no traffic? Traffic through Chattanooga was okay?
I wouldn't say okay. There was some stop and go, and a lot more than stop and go, I'd say.
So, okay. But at least I was nice enough to warn you, right?
Yeah, you did warn me. You were right about that.
All right. A lot of people, you know, when you think about Mississippi State last year, it was a veteran team. They set a record with 3 first-round draft picks. If I asked you to compare this team to last year, how close does it come? Because this still seems like a team, Tyler, that's hard to put your finger on.
Yeah, obviously the defense is not as good as it was last year. You mentioned the 3 first-round draft picks. And that defense was number one in the nation in a lot of categories. And it's just, when you lose as many guys as you did last year, you're not going to be as good on that side of the ball. Offensively, I think you see a little more balance than last year. Last year, they were really reliant on Nick Fitzgerald running the football, and he graduated. He's not here anymore. And the quarterback situation sort of been a carousel. But even with that, I think both Tommy Stevens and Garrett Schrader can throw the ball a little bit better than Nick Fitzgerald could. And Kylan Hill has obviously turned into one of the best running back, but not only the conference, but the country. So even with all that said, as the defense being worse than it was last year, the floor for this team would be a little lower than it was, and you might not even see them 8 wins before bowl game.
You know, and it's funny because it was Thompson and Stevens was the big talk before the start of the season. Is it going to be Thompson or is it going to be Stevens? And it's funny because my older brother lives in Charlotte and he's got a couple of daughters who are like, hey, you got to check out this Garrett Schrader from Charlotte Christian where we go to school. He's going to be pretty good. And he's been quite the story this year. What is their quarterback situation right now? I mean, is Schrader the guy? Are they going to play Schrader and Stevens? How do you think it plays out tomorrow?
You know, before the season started and before Tommy Stevens got here from Penn State as a graduate transfer, I actually wrote an article way back when during spring ball, and I said, well, is it going to be Keaton Thompson or Garrett Schrader? And like you said, it was Tommy Stevens or Keaton Thompson, and now we have Tommy Stevens or Garrett Schrader. I think you're going to see both of those two guys tomorrow. They both battled some lower body injuries. Joe Moorhead he said he likes to keep his cards close to the vest when it comes to injuries. So we don't know exactly what they're dealing with, but Tommy Stevens has been banged up pretty much all year, and that's why we've seen a lot of the true freshman Garrett Schrader. With Stevens being healthy enough to go tomorrow, every time he has been healthy enough to go, Moorhead has ran him out as the starter. So I think you'll see Stevens start. But if he goes a possession or two without scoring or without generating yards, first down, and all of that, I think Schrader will come in pretty quickly, and you'll see a pretty dynamic player who can really make plays with his feet, especially, and if he does that, then I think it'll be his game the rest of the way.
You're listening to Tyler Horka, does a great job covering Mississippi State for the Jackson Clarion Ledger. You can follow him on Twitter at TB Horka, H-O-R-K-A, so T-B-H-O-R-K-A. Tyler, we had a call about 20 or 30 minutes ago from a Mississippi State transplant who didn't like the, I guess it was that Auburn game and just the penalties. And I know from the start, Mississippi State backed itself way up and Auburn started its first drive at the MSU 30. And, of course, it got to 49-9. And he was talking about how he doesn't seem the same disciplined team under Moorhead that he saw under Mullen. Is that fair? Is that too soon? Or how would you say these two coaches have been different?
No, that's a fair assessment, especially when Mississippi State is playing on the road. I dug up a stat in Mississippi State's four SEC losses on the road under Joe Moorhead. They've been outscored 127-33. The penalties and the yardage are almost doubled in both categories in those losses as opposed to other SEC games. It's been a true problem under Moorhead. He takes the team away from Davis Floyd Stadium, away from those cowbells and Starkville. They look like a completely different unit. And like you said, spotting Auburn 21 points in the first 6 minutes of that game, they didn't have a chance to even compete the ball game after that. So I think Tennessee, especially with a team struggling like Tennessee, if the Volunteers find themselves in the game, you know, into the second quarter, into halftime, and maybe it's only a one-possession game in the third quarter, then you know, they've got a real shot to pull the upset and battle all the way till the end, because this Mississippi State team just isn't equipped to blow anybody out, even Tennessee. And with the way that they play on the road, I mean, anybody in the conference can really beat them.
All right, you're giving some Tennessee fans hope. If I had to say Mississippi State's biggest advantage in a personnel area and as a follow-up, Mississippi State's biggest worry from a personnel area?
Mississippi State's biggest advantage is probably on the offensive line, and couple that in with Kylan Hill. So I'd say the running game overall. I mean, what Kylan Hill has done this year, with the exception last week or 2 weeks ago against Auburn, but I mean, Auburn has one of the best defensive fronts in the country in the SEC, especially. So I mean, it wasn't surprising to see Kylan Hill a little bit against the Tigers, especially being down early. But I think that's what Joe Moorhead is really going to try to do tomorrow, is establish the run early. You know, the offensive line has come into a little bit of a rhythm here. The running game is going to be huge tomorrow, especially with the quarterback carousel, as I mentioned. We don't know who's going to be throwing the ball, but we do know who's going to be running the ball, and that's Kylan Hill. And your second question, I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
The flip side, just the biggest worry?
The biggest worry, defensively, Mississippi State, very strong offensively on the offensive line. On the defensive line, I mean, this is a team that has not been able to generate pass rush and getting the quarterback. So with the true freshman starting for Tennessee, I mean, the first thing you want to do to a true freshman is hurry him and get him on the ground, especially. And Mississippi State, through five games last year, had 16 sacks. Through five games this year, only has 8 sacks. The guy who's leading the team in sacks is a safety. The best defensive end on the team, Chauncey Rivers, only has 1 sack all year. I mean, if you let Brian Maher get into a little bit of a rhythm, we saw it 2 weeks ago against Auburn. Bo Nix looked like a Heisman candidate against Mississippi State, completing 75% of his passes for 335 yards. I mean, he hasn't done that against anybody else all year. So, I mean, the defensive line is a real worry for Mississippi State.
You mentioned Chauncey Rivers. He's a guy, of course, that started out at Georgia. So did Jonathan Abram back in the day, and Abram now with the Raiders and was one of the stars of Hard Knocks out of Mississippi State. How much of that show did you watch, and was he what you saw? I mean, did his personality, is it what you remembered in Starkville, or was it kind of flourishing by the time he had those HBO cameras rolling?
No, Jonathan Abram is Jonathan Abram. Exactly the guy that he might have been putting on a little bit of a show there on HBO on Hard Knocks, but I mean he was always one of the guys that the media in Starkville loved talking to, because he knew that he was going to face something not something worrisome for Mississippi State by any means, but just something interesting and something to write about. And I mean, heck, he backed it up on the football field too. I mean, he turned himself into a first round pick last year at the beginning of the season. He was being talked about as maybe a third, fourth, fifth rounder even, and played his way into the first round. So interesting guy to cover on the field and interesting guy to listen to off of it.
And then finally, and Tyler, thank you so much for taking the time. When you think about Moorhead, you know, my only contact with him really has – my only judge of him is on that weekly SEC teleconference and at Media Days each July. And he seems like he has a pretty fun-loving personality – Is that pretty accurate? And how is he on the day-to-day? And I know the bottom line is wins and losses, and he's following the best coach Mississippi State's had in the modern era in Dan Mullen. But what's Moorhead like kind of on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis?
Well, it's really interesting because you kind of see it all over the country, and I'll compare it to a little bit of my background. I went to the University of Texas down in Austin, and when I was in school, Charlie Strong was the head coach. And Charlie Strong, by all accounts, was a player's coach. You know, the guys loved him. They wanted to win for him. They just never really got it done. That's kind of the way it is with Joe Moorhead. Everybody loves him, and he's a guy that fans even want to see succeed and want to see hang around because, you know, he's a great recruiter. He's awesome with not only the players but also their families. And, you know, he develops these types of relationships that are supposed to be developed between a college coach and a college player. But like you said, if the wins don't come on the field, then obviously Mississippi State's administration is going to look to go elsewhere. But I will say that that's something that players and fans really hope don't happen because, like you said, the guy that you see at SEC Media Days and the guy that you hear on the teleconference, the fun-loving, the guy that goes out of his way to make people smile, that's exactly who he is. And we'll see if he gets the job done on the field, though, because that's ultimately what matters.
All right, Tyler, did you have to pick this game for the paper? I went 24-19 in yesterday's Times Free Press. I went Mississippi State by 5. Have you had to make a pick on this game, and if so, what is it?
I also picked Mississippi State by 5. I think Tennessee's going to cover that line, whatever it is, around the touchdown. I picked Mississippi State 27, Tennessee 22.
Okay. All right. Well, Tyler, listen, great stuff. Thank you so much. You do a great job, again, at TB Horka, H-O-R-K-A, Mississippi State fans in the area. If you want to follow a really good one with the Jackson Clarion-Ledger, Tyler does a fantastic job. Tyler, thank you so much. Safe travels the rest of the way, and we appreciate you joining us here on Press Row.
Hey, I appreciate it. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
All righty. Take care. All right, Tyler Horka, the Jackson Clarion-Ledger, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. We'll revisit the Papa John's poll question. Still a couple of things to get to before we bolt here in about 26 or 27 minutes. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.